Today, we're going to talk about one of the most impactful and controversial stories in the Bible, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. What really happened in those two cities? Why did God decide to punish them with fire and sulfur? What significance does this story have for us today? We will answer these and other questions in this video, so stay with us and get ready to learn the truth about Sodom and Gomorrah. To begin, we need to place ourselves in the historical and geographical context of this story. Sodom and Gomorrah were two cities located in the region of Canaan, south of the Dead Sea, in what is now Israel and Jordan. They were part of a group of five cities called the Cities of the Plain, along with Adma, Zeboim, and Zoar. These cities were situated in a fertile and prosperous area that the Bible compares to the Garden of Eden, Genesis 13:10. However, despite their abundance and wealth, the inhabitants of these cities were very wicked and sinful. The Bible says that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was so grievous that it reached up to heaven, Genesis 18:20. What was this sin? The Bible does not specify, but some passages give us some clues. For example, in the book of Ezekiel, God says that the sin of Sodom was pride, gluttony, idleness, lack of compassion, and injustice, Ezekiel 16:49-50. Also, in the book of Jude, it is mentioned that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah gave themselves over to fornication and unnatural sexual relations, Jude 1:7. These sins provoked God's wrath, who decided to send two angels to verify the situation and destroy the cities. The angels arrived in Sodom at dusk and were received by Lot, Abraham's nephew, who lived there with his family. Lot offered them hospitality in his house, but the men of the city surrounded the house and demanded that he deliver the angels to them to abuse them. Lot refused and tried to protect his guests, but the men of Sodom attempted to break down the door. The angels then made Lot and his family leave the house and took them out of the city. They warned them not to look back and to flee to the mountains because God was going to destroy the city, Genesis 19:12-22. At dawn, God rained fire and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from heaven and destroyed the cities and all their inhabitants. Only Lot and his two daughters were saved, as they managed to escape to a cave in the mountains. However, Lot's wife, who was behind them, disobeyed the angel's order and looked back. In doing so, she turned into a pillar of salt, Genesis 19:23-26. This is, in summary, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah as narrated in the Bible. But what can we learn from it? What message does God want to convey with this account? There are several lessons we can draw from this story that are very relevant for us today. Let's look at some of them. God, who is holy and just, could not tolerate the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah any longer and decided to send two angels to destroy them. But first, he revealed his plan to Abraham, who was his friend and faithful servant, Genesis 18:17-19. The Bible says, "And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." Upon learning of God's intention, Abraham felt compassion for Lot and his family and pleaded with God to have mercy on them. Abraham asked God if he would destroy the cities if he found a certain number of righteous people in them, starting with 50 and ending with 10. God responded that he would not destroy them if he found that number of righteous people, but the reality was that there were not even 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 18:32-33. The Bible says, "Then he said, Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. So the two angels arrived in Sodom and were received by Lot, who offered them lodging in his house. But the men of Sodom, upon seeing the visitors, were filled with lust and surrounded Lot's house, demanding that he deliver the angels to them to abuse them, Genesis 19:4-5. The Bible says, Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally." Lot, in a desperate attempt to protect his guests, offered his own virgin daughters to the mob. This shows the extent to which Lot had lost his moral sense. The Bible says in Genesis 19:6-8, "So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, 'Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof.'" But the men of Sodom did not accept Lot's offer and became enraged, saying that he was a foreigner who had meddled in their affairs. The Bible says in Genesis 19:9, "And they said, 'Stand back.' Then they said, 'This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them.' So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. Then the angels intervened, pulled Lot back into the house, and shut the door. They also struck the men outside with blindness so that they became weary trying to find the door. Genesis 19:10-11. The Bible says, "But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door." The angels then told Lot to gather his family because they were going to destroy the city. The Bible says in Genesis 19:12-13, "Then the men said to Lot, 'Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it.' Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, but they did not believe him. At dawn, the angels urged Lot, his wife, and his two daughters to hurry and leave the city. The Bible says in Genesis 19:15-16, "When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, 'Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city.' And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city." Once outside the city, the angels told Lot to flee to the mountains and not to look back or stop in the plain. The Bible says in Genesis 19:17, "So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, 'Escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.'" But Lot asked to go to a small city called Zoar instead, and the angels agreed. The Bible says in Genesis 19:18-22, "Then Lot said to them, 'Please, no, my lords. Indeed now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live.' And he said to him, 'See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there.' Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. So Lot went to Zoar, and when he arrived, the Lord rained fire and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from heaven, and destroyed those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. The Bible says in Genesis 19:23-26, "The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." Lot's wife could not resist the temptation to look back, perhaps out of curiosity, nostalgia, or disbelief. Whatever the reason, her attitude showed that she did not value God's mercy, did not obey his word, and was not willing to let go of her past life. Therefore, she suffered the consequences of her disobedience and lost her life. Abraham, who was at the place where he had spoken with the Lord, got up early in the morning and looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and saw the smoke of the land going up like the smoke of a furnace. The Bible says in Genesis 19:27-28, "And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace." Thus ended the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities that were wiped off the face of the earth because of their great sin. But God remembered Abraham and saved Lot and his two daughters, who were the only survivors of that catastrophe. The Bible says in Genesis 19:29, "And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt." We must be aware of the times we live in and prepare for the return of Christ. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is a warning for us who live in a world increasingly distant from God and more like those cities. Jesus said that his coming would be like in the days of Lot, when people ate, drank, sold, planted, and built without caring about anything else. The Bible says in Luke 17:28-30, "Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Therefore, we must be vigilant and not distracted by the things of this world, but seek the things above, where Christ is. We must be ready to receive him and not look back like Lot's wife. We must keep our faith and not lose it like Lot. We must be light and salt in the midst of darkness and not conform to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of our minds. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." However, there are hidden sins of Sodom and Gomorrah that few people know about. One of them was homosexuality. This can be seen in Genesis chapter 19, when two angels sent by God arrived in Sodom and lodged in Lot's house. The Bible says that before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people without exception, surrounded the house and called to Lot, saying, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally." The Bible says in Genesis 19:4-5, "Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally.'" What did they mean by knowing them? Nothing good, I assure you. They wanted to sexually abuse them, as can be seen in Lot's response when he offered his two virgin daughters. Do you realize how serious the situation was? Lot was willing to give up his own daughters to protect the angels of God who had disguised themselves as men. But the Sodomites did not accept Lot's offer and approached to break down the door. But homosexuality was not the only sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. They also committed other sins such as violence, pride, and lack of charity. This can be seen in other biblical passages such as the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 16, verses 49 and 50, which says, "Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw fit." The Bible says in Ezekiel 16, verse 49 to 50, "Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw fit." What does this mean? It means that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were arrogant, lazy, and selfish. They did not care for the poor and needy, and they did things detestable in God's eyes. Therefore, God punished them with his wrath and wiped them off the face of the earth. So if you want to avoid the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah, I invite you to know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world to die for our sins and rise on the third day to give us eternal life. He is the only way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. John 14, verse 6. If you believe in him, you will be saved and have a personal relationship with God, which will give you peace, joy, and hope every day. Every day, we make many decisions, big and small, that influence our lives and those of others. Some decisions are correct and bring us blessings, but others are wrong and bring us problems. How can we make good decisions? What criteria should we use? What role does God play in our decisions? Here comes a very important part of the video, so I recommend that you pay close attention because we are going to answer these and more questions using the story of Lot, Abraham's nephew, to better understand Lot's case. We need to know a bit about his story. Lot was the son of Haran, Abraham's brother, who died in Ur of the Chaldeans, their homeland. Lot accompanied Abraham when God called him to leave Ur and go to the land of Canaan, which he had promised him. Lot was like a son to Abraham and shared with him the faith in the true God. Lot also experienced the prosperity and protection that God gave to Abraham, Genesis 11:27 to 12:5. However, Lot also faced some difficulties and temptations. One of them was the shortage of pastures for their flocks, which caused conflicts between their shepherds. To avoid a dispute between them, Abraham proposed to Lot that they separate and choose the part of the land he liked the most. Instead of honoring his uncle, Lot looked at the fertile and well-watered plain of the Jordan and chose it for himself. So Lot moved away from Abraham and approached Sodom, one of the cities of the plain, which was very wicked in God's eyes, Genesis 13, verse 5 to 13. This was the first important decision Lot made, which had consequences for his life. Lot was led by sight and greed and did not consult God or Abraham. Lot chose what seemed best for him, but did not realize he was entering a danger zone. Lot separated from Abraham's blessing and fellowship and exposed himself to the influence and corruption of Sodom. Lot thought he had made a good deal, but in reality, he had made a bad deal. The second important decision Lot made was to settle in Sodom. Lot was not content to live near the city, but entered it and became part of it. Lot adapted to Sodom's culture and lifestyle and became an important and respected man in the city. Lot had a house, a family, and a position in Sodom, but he also had many problems. Lot suffered from the wickedness and violence of the inhabitants of Sodom, who did not respect God or men. Lot also faced war and captivity when four kings invaded the plain and took Lot and all his possessions. Lot was rescued by Abraham, who interceded for him and liberated him, Genesis 14:1-16. This was the second important decision Lot made, which also had consequences for his life. Lot committed himself to Sodom and forgot about God. Lot conformed to Sodom and lost his identity. Lot was contaminated by Sodom and deviated from his purpose. Lot thought he had found his place, but in reality, he had lost his way. The third important decision Lot made was to leave Sodom. Lot did not leave by his own will, but by God's intervention, who decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their great sin. God sent two angels to bring Lot and his family out of the city before the fire and sulfur fell. The angels arrived at Lot's house and told him to prepare to leave because God was going to destroy the city. Lot heeded them and went to warn his sons-in-law, who were married to his daughters, but they did not believe him and mocked him. Lot hesitated to leave, and the angels had to take him by the hand, along with his wife and two unmarried daughters, and bring them out of the city. The angels told him to flee to the mountains and not to look back or stop in the plain. Lot asked them to let him go to a small city called Zoar, and the angels agreed. Lot reached Zoar, and God rained fire and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying the cities and all their inhabitants, Genesis 19:1-26. What can we learn from this story? What message does God want to convey with this account? There are several lessons we can draw from this story that are very relevant for us today. Let's look at some of them. The first lesson is that our decisions have consequences for us and those around us. Every decision we make affects our lives and those of others for better or worse. Therefore, we must be responsible and wise when making decisions and not be led by sight, greed, or pressure. We must seek God's will and follow His principles, not the world's will and its pleasures. We must think about the long-term consequences, not just the immediate benefit. We must consider God's purpose for our lives, not just our own interests. The second lesson is that God is interested in our decisions and wants to help us make the best ones. God does not leave us alone or abandon us to our fate. God guides and advises us through His Word, His Spirit, and His people. God blesses and protects us when we make decisions according to His will. God corrects and disciplines us when we make decisions contrary to His will. God forgives and restores us when we repent sincerely and draw near to His grace. God does not reject or condemn us, but embraces and accepts us as children. God cleanses and renews us and gives us the opportunity to start anew. God frees and transforms us and makes us participants in His plan and His kingdom, 1 John 1. The third lesson is that our decisions impact the world, and we must be light and salt to others. Our decisions not only affect us, but also the people around us and the world we live in. Our decisions can be a blessing or a curse, an example or a scandal, a help or a hindrance to others. Therefore, we must be aware and careful when making decisions and not be indifferent or selfish. We must seek the common good and justice, not evil and injustice. We must reflect God's love and truth, not the world's hatred and lies. We must be light and salt, not darkness and corruption. Matthew 5, verse 13 to 16. These are some of the lessons we can learn from the story of Lot, Abraham's nephew, who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. I hope this video has helped you understand this story better and reflect on its significance for your life. If you liked it, you can share it with more people so they can also learn about this relevant biblical account. If you want, you can leave your comments, questions, and suggestions for future videos. I would love to know your opinion. Until next time, may God bless and protect you always. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most impactful and controversial stories in the Bible, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. What really happened in those two cities? Why did God decide to punish them with fire and sulfur? What significance does this story have for us today? We will answer these and other questions in this video, so stay with us and get ready to learn the truth about Sodom and Gomorrah. To begin, we need to place ourselves in the historical and geographical context of this story. Sodom and Gomorrah were two cities located in the region of Canaan, south of the Dead Sea, in what is now Israel and Jordan. They were part of a group of five cities called the Cities of the Plain, along with Adma, Zeboim, and Zoar. These cities were situated in a fertile and prosperous area that the Bible compares to the Garden of Eden, Genesis 13:10. However, despite their abundance and wealth, the inhabitants of these cities were very wicked and sinful. The Bible says that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was so grievous that it reached up to heaven, Genesis 18:20. What was this sin? The Bible does not specify, but some passages give us some clues. For example, in the book of Ezekiel, God says that the sin of Sodom was pride, gluttony, idleness, lack of compassion, and injustice, Ezekiel 16:49-50. Also, in the book of Jude, it is mentioned that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah gave themselves over to fornication and unnatural sexual relations, Jude 1:7. These sins provoked God's wrath, who decided to send two angels to verify the situation and destroy the cities. The angels arrived in Sodom at dusk and were received by Lot, Abraham's nephew, who lived there with his family. Lot offered them hospitality in his house, but the men of the city surrounded the house and demanded that he deliver the angels to them to abuse them. Lot refused and tried to protect his guests, but the men of Sodom attempted to break down the door. The angels then made Lot and his family leave the house and took them out of the city. They warned them not to look back and to flee to the mountains because God was going to destroy the city, Genesis 19:12-22. At dawn, God rained fire and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from heaven and destroyed the cities and all their inhabitants. Only Lot and his two daughters were saved, as they managed to escape to a cave in the mountains. However, Lot's wife, who was behind them, disobeyed the angel's order and looked back. In doing so, she turned into a pillar of salt, Genesis 19, 23-26. This is, in summary, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah as narrated in the Bible. But what can we learn from it? What message does God want to convey with this account? There are several lessons we can draw from this story that are very relevant for us today. Let's look at some of them. God, who is holy and just, could not tolerate the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah any longer and decided to send two angels to destroy them. But first, he revealed his plan to Abraham, who was his friend and faithful servant, Genesis 18, 17-19. The Bible says, "And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." Upon learning of God's intention, Abraham felt compassion for Lot and his family and pleaded with God to have mercy on them. Abraham asked God if he would destroy the cities if he found a certain number of righteous people in them, starting with 50 and ending with 10. God responded that he would not destroy them if he found that number of righteous people, but the reality was that there were not even 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 18:32 to 33. The Bible says, "Then he said, Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. So the two angels arrived in Sodom and were received by Lot, who offered them lodging in his house. But the men of Sodom, upon seeing the visitors, were filled with lust and surrounded Lot's house, demanding that he deliver the angels to them to abuse them, Genesis 19, 4-5. The Bible says, "Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally." Lot, in a desperate attempt to protect his guests, offered his own virgin daughters to the mob. This shows the extent to which Lot had lost his moral sense. The Bible says in Genesis 19, 6-8, "So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof." But the men of Sodom did not accept Lot's offer and became enraged, saying that he was a foreigner who had meddled in their affairs. The Bible says in Genesis 19:9, "And they said, Stand back! Then they said, This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. Then the angels intervened, pulled Lot back into the house, and shut the door. They also struck the men outside with blindness so that they became weary trying to find the door, Genesis 19, 10-11. The Bible says, "But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door." The angels then told Lot to gather his family because they were going to destroy the city. The Bible says in Genesis 19, 12-13, "Then the men said to Lot, Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, but they did not believe him. At dawn, the angels urged Lot, his wife, and his two daughters to hurry and leave the city. The Bible says in Genesis 19, 15-16, "When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. Once outside the city, the angels told Lot to flee to the mountains and not to look back or stop in the plain. The Bible says in Genesis 19:17, "So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, 'Escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.'" But Lot asked to go to a small city called Zoar instead, and the angels agreed. The Bible says in Genesis 19:18-22, "Then Lot said to them, 'Please, no, my lords. Indeed now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live.' And he said to him, 'See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there.' Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. So Lot went to Zoar, and when he arrived, the Lord rained fire and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from heaven, and destroyed those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. The Bible says in Genesis 19:23-26, "The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." Lot's wife could not resist the temptation to look back, perhaps out of curiosity, nostalgia, or disbelief. Whatever the reason, her attitude showed that she did not value God's mercy, did not obey his word, and was not willing to let go of her past life. Therefore, she suffered the consequences of her disobedience and lost her life. Abraham, who was at the place where he had spoken with the Lord, got up early in the morning and looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and saw the smoke of the land going up like the smoke of a furnace. The Bible says in Genesis 19:27-28, "And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace." Thus ended the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities that were wiped off the face of the earth because of their great sin. But God remembered Abraham and saved Lot and his two daughters, who were the only survivors of that catastrophe. The Bible says in Genesis 19:29, "And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt." We must be aware of the times we live in and prepare for the return of Christ. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is a warning for us who live in a world increasingly distant from God and more like those cities. Jesus said that his coming would be like in the days of Lot, when people ate, drank, sold, planted, and built without caring about anything else. The Bible says in Luke 17:28-30, "Likewise as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Therefore, we must be vigilant and not distracted by the things of this world, but seek the things above, where Christ is. We must be ready to receive him and not look back like Lot's wife. We must keep our faith and not lose it like Lot. We must be light and salt in the midst of darkness and not conform to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of our minds. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." However, there are hidden sins of Sodom and Gomorrah that few people know about. One of them was homosexuality. This can be seen in Genesis chapter 19, when two angels sent by God arrived in Sodom and lodged in Lot's house. The Bible says that before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people without exception, surrounded the house and called to Lot, saying, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally." The Bible says in Genesis 19, verse 4-5, "Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally.'" What did they mean by knowing them? Nothing good, I assure you. They wanted to sexually abuse them, as can be seen in Lot's response when he offered his two virgin daughters. Do you realize how serious the situation was? Lot was willing to give up his own daughters to protect the angels of God who had disguised themselves as men. But the Sodomites did not accept Lot's offer and approached to break down the door. But homosexuality was not the only sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. They also committed other sins such as violence, pride, and lack of charity. This can be seen in other biblical passages such as the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 16, verses 49 and 50, which says, "Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw fit." The Bible says in Ezekiel 16, verse 49 to 50, "Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw fit." What does this mean? It means that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were arrogant, lazy, and selfish. They did not care for the poor and needy, and they did things detestable in God's eyes. Therefore, God punished them with his wrath and wiped them off the face of the earth. So if you want to avoid the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah, I invite you to know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world to die for our sins and rise on the third day to give us eternal life. He is the only way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. John 14, verse 6. If you believe in him, you will be saved and have a personal relationship with God, which will give you peace, joy, and hope every day. Every day, we make many decisions, big and small, that influence our lives and those of others. Some decisions are correct and bring us blessings, but others are wrong and bring us problems. How can we make good decisions? What criteria should we use? What role does God play in our decisions? Here comes a very important part of the video, so I recommend that you pay close attention because we are going to answer these and more questions using the story of Lot, Abraham's nephew, to better understand Lot's case. We need to know a bit about his story. Lot was the son of Haran, Abraham's brother, who died in Ur of the Chaldeans, their homeland. Lot accompanied Abraham when God called him to leave Ur and go to the land of Canaan, which he had promised him. Lot was like a son to Abraham and shared with him the faith in the true God. Lot also experienced the prosperity and protection that God gave to Abraham, Genesis 11, 27 to 12, 5. However, Lot also faced some difficulties and temptations. One of them was the shortage of pastures for their flocks, which caused conflicts between their shepherds. To avoid a dispute between them, Abraham proposed to Lot that they separate and choose the part of the land he liked the most. Instead of honoring his uncle, Lot looked at the fertile and well-watered plain of the Jordan and chose it for himself. So Lot moved away from Abraham and approached Sodom, one of the cities of the plain, which was very wicked in God's eyes, Genesis 13, verse 5-13. This was the first important decision Lot made, which had consequences for his life. Lot was led by sight and greed and did not consult God or Abraham. Lot chose what seemed best for him, but did not realize he was entering a danger zone. Lot separated from Abraham's blessing and fellowship and exposed himself to the influence and corruption of Sodom. Lot thought he had made a good deal, but in reality, he had made a bad deal. The second important decision Lot made was to settle in Sodom. Lot was not content to live near the city, but entered it and became part of it. Lot adapted to Sodom's culture and lifestyle, and became an important and respected man in the city. Lot had a house, a family, and a position in Sodom, but he also had many problems. Lot suffered from the wickedness and violence of the inhabitants of Sodom, who did not respect God or men. Lot also faced war and captivity when four kings invaded the plain and took Lot and all his possessions. Lot was rescued by Abraham, who interceded for him and liberated him. Genesis 14, 1-16. This was the second important decision Lot made, which also had consequences for his life. Lot committed himself to Sodom and forgot about God. Lot conformed to Sodom and lost his identity. Lot was contaminated by Sodom and deviated from his purpose. Lot thought he had found his place, but in reality he had lost his way. The third important decision Lot made was to leave Sodom. Lot did not leave by his own will, but by God's intervention, who decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their great sin. God sent two angels to bring Lot and his family out of the city before the fire and sulfur fell. The angels arrived at Lot's house and told him to prepare to leave because God was going to destroy the city. Lot heeded them and went to warn his sons-in-law, who were married to his daughters, but they did not believe him and mocked him. Lot hesitated to leave, and the angels had to take him by the hand, along with his wife and two unmarried daughters, and bring them out of the city. The angels told him to flee to the mountains and not to look back or stop in the plain. Lot asked them to let him go to a small city called Zoar, and the angels agreed. Lot reached Zoar, and God rained fire and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying the cities and all their inhabitants. Genesis 19:1-26. What can we learn from this story? What message does God want to convey with this account? There are several lessons we can draw from this story that are very relevant for us today. Let's look at some of them. The first lesson is that our decisions have consequences for us and those around us. Every decision we make affects our lives and those of others for better or worse. Therefore, we must be responsible and wise when making decisions and not be led by sight, greed, or pressure. We must seek God's will and follow His principles, not the world's will and its pleasures. We must think about the long-term consequences, not just the immediate benefit. We must consider God's purpose for our lives, not just our own interests. The second lesson is that God is interested in our decisions and wants to help us make the best ones. God does not leave us alone or abandon us to our fate. God guides and advises us through His Word, His Spirit, and His people. God blesses and protects us when we make decisions according to His will. God corrects and disciplines us when we make decisions contrary to His will. God forgives and restores us when we repent sincerely and draw near to His grace. God does not reject or condemn us, but embraces and accepts us as children. God cleanses and renews us and gives us the opportunity to start anew. God frees and transforms us and makes us participants in His plan and His kingdom. 1 John 1. The third lesson is that our decisions impact the world, and we must be light and salt to others. Our decisions not only affect us, but also the people around us and the world we live in. Our decisions can be a blessing or a curse, an example or a scandal, a help or a hindrance to others. Therefore, we must be aware and careful when making decisions and not be indifferent or selfish. We must seek the common good and justice, not evil and injustice. We must reflect God's love and truth, not the world's hatred and lies. We must be light and salt, not darkness and corruption. Matthew 5:13-16. These are some of the lessons we can learn from the story of Lot, Abraham's nephew, who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. I hope this video has helped you understand this story better and reflect on its significance for your life. If you liked it, you can share it with more people so they can also learn about this relevant biblical account. If you want, you can leave your comments, questions, and suggestions for future videos. I would love to know your opinion. Until next time, may God bless and protect you always. Amen.